This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that one community that we're talking about. How many people do you know and how many people know you? Think about that. And just think of the magnification effect that you can have on those people once you start becoming a truth teller about your leaders, about the totalitarian nature of your leaders, and why you don't want to go there, why we don't want to go there as a society. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. This is a very, very fast-moving news day, as we've been talking about here on the radio show in the last hour. My goodness gracious, so many things have happened. You know, we're starting to see, well, Hillary Rodham Clinton's attempt at throwing Colin Powell under the bus, a complete failure. And in fact, we're starting to see, the most noticeable thing is we're not seeing Hillary Clinton. She's hiding, as usual. Hillary Rodham Clinton is out there hiding because it's incoming time. People are starting to wake up to what Hillary Rodham Clinton is all about. You know, I did a show earlier, and I talked about the sociopathic lying nature of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Her lies are coming home to roost. Now, she tried to drag in Colin Powell into her sociopathic lying, and it didn't work. Now, this is what happened. If those of you that might recall this, Colin Powell, well, being a smart man, He decided he's not going to take it anymore from Hillary Rodham Clinton because she's always referring to him as a source of, well, he had his own personal emails and she did it based upon what he told her. Well, he's put up with this for about a year now. And finally, he's come out over the weekend, actually on Sunday, and said, look, she's tried the Clinton campaign. They're trying to pin her email scandal on him. Pin is the word. Colin, don't you just love Colin Powell? Yeah, he doesn't want to get drug into this kind of stuff. Well, first of all, he doesn't want to get drug into it just from a political standpoint. Let's say he did say this and he did do that and Hillary's right. He doesn't want to get drug into this. But aside from that, is it she's lying? Go figure. Hillary Rodham Clinton lying? That's all she knows to do. Now, you can visit our website. I posted the show earlier that we did on her sociopathic lying up on Agenda 21 Radio. And we also have a nice description there that was put up by one of the professors. Let's see if I can figure out what this guy's name is here real quick. So you can understand the etiology of the sociopathic liar. It's kind of interesting. It's about Joseph M. Carver. And his little article is entitled, When a Sociopathic Tells a Lie... Do they know it's a lie, or do they believe the lie? And this is his answer. A sociopath, also known as an antisocial personality disorder, is a member of a diagnostic group known as personality disorders. That's the clinical terminology. You know, of course, I just gave you the sociopathic lying part of it. Without question, an antisocial personality is well aware they are telling a lie, and in fact, lie very purposefully in an attempt to manipulate others, deny personal responsibility, and escape the consequences of their behavior or place them at some advantage. The Clinton Foundation, perhaps? Telling a lie is always an option for an antisocial person. I'm going to call him a sociopathic liar. How's that? I'm going to use my terminology here. Especially when their behavior has caused some social or personal difficulties. Do you think she's trying to cause some difficulties? Sadly, sociopaths and criminal personalities lie. And here is the salient point about what I have always said. Here comes the seventh grade staring at you. Sociopaths and criminal personalities lie as a, quote, lifestyle. So we're seeing Hillary Rodham Clinton lying as a lifestyle. Their lies range from daily excuses and promises to complex schemes and scams that are based on a series of lies and deceptions. Some criminals, antisocial personalities, develop a set of lies, deceptions to con and steal from others. And we've seen in the media recently, criminals develop false identities, companies, money schemes, check forgeries, etc. In this doctor's experience, antisocial personalities have no remorse, empathy, guilt, or concern for the victims of their lies. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Burnett. You know, I interviewed her about her son, Ty Woods, dying. Just a little side note. Their personal situation is their only priority. Does that just describe to you Hillary Rodham Clinton? I mean, and of course now that I know you're ready for this, but this, you know, it's been a very productive, I think, weekend, and we've got a lot more news and information to share with you. And those of you who have not heard, this is something that is just everybody went, oh my God, I'm so shocked to know that there's almost 15,000 more emails and more documents in the Clinton email probe that the FBI has uncovered. I'm shocked. Now, that's not counting the 30,000 some that were taken out by her attorneys. I'm so shocked, aren't you? Now, this is kind of an interesting story. There's another part of this story, too, that's even interesting. We got both of these stories up on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're very happy that we published this. This first one, FBI uncovers 14,900 more documents in Clinton email probe. I know you're shocked to understand there's more of these. So now you're talking about now not 30-some thousand, 45,000, and how many more are out there? That is the big question, isn't it? How many more are out there? I'm telling you, this is only going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. Now, another thing that's going on here, new Aberdeen emails reveal Hillary Clinton's State Department gave special access to top Clinton Foundation donors. Shocking. Now, this comes by way of judicial watch. So this is another salvo incoming on the Clinton campaign. And where is Hillary? She's out hugging the big one. Just a little play on words there. I'm sorry. And, of course, the other one, Colin Powell says, a threefer. This is a Monday threefer. Colin Powell says Hillary Clinton's people have been trying to pin the email scandal on him. But let's go back to Mahmoud, because I think this is one that's most revealing about the Clinton Foundation. Because, you see, there's lies and then there's damn lies, right? Because you understand, when you read this article, you understand clearly there are people that have been involved with the Clintons that are now coming out. They're not going to take the lion anymore. This always happens to sociopathic liars. So the onion is unraveling. Now, this is a series. This is something that came out from Judicial Watch. Crown Prince of Bahrain forced to go through foundation to see Clinton after pledging $32 million to Clinton Global Initiative. The Crown Prince couldn't get to see the Secretary of State in the normal function of her duties. So he offered up $32 million to be paid to the Clinton Global Initiative. And guess what? He got access. Hollywood executive Casey Wasserman. Slim fast mogul Daniel Abram. Controversial appointee Ravi Fernando. Also among Clinton Foundation donors granted special favors from Clinton State Department only after they gave to the Clinton Foundation. That's called access, ladies and gentlemen, and that's called paying for access. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Gee, no wonder Donald Trump is in such a good mood right now. He's on the attack. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
2-1-1-0.
Donald Trump, who promised to call in, and certainly he has. Donald Trump, welcome back to Fox and Friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's talk about the Clinton Foundation. Among the people saying it's problematic and shut it down is the Huffington Post. You also agree with that premise?
Well, number one, they should shut it down. Number two, they should give the money back to a lot of countries that we shouldn't be taking and they shouldn't be taking money from. Countries that influenced her totally. And also countries that discriminate against women and gays and everybody else. I mean, that money should be given back. They should not take that money.
Honestly, do you think that'll happen?
It should happen, whether or not it will. They're very greedy people, so maybe it won't, but it should happen.
I see that your campaign just sent out a statement a few minutes ago regarding this, and you write, it is now clear the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt enterprise in political history. You know, there are a lot of people who are not up to speed on what the Clinton Foundation's been doing that you feel is illegal.
Well, I think it's been really well documented in the book, and the book has been absolutely approved by so many people. You've had accounting firms going in there. You've had so many people going in, and it's pay for play. I mean, if you look at it, it's pay for play. So many things happen. Money is paid, and then all of a sudden, lots of good things the money. Very, 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 very bad situation.
So you say shut it down.
Oh, I say shut it down.
It's interesting because the campaign was asked yesterday, hey, why don't you just shut it down now rather than wait until we find out whether or not she's elected president of the United States? And the spokesperson couldn't really answer that. Yeah, I don't know why we don't shut it down. They said, he didn't say that, but clearly that's the message.
Look, these are very greedy people. These are people that have skirted the law for a long time. Hard to believe that, you know, somebody like this has a good chance, and a, you know, fairly good chance of being president. Although, if you look at the most recent polls, I think things are turning. I think they're turning rather rapidly. But it's hard to believe that she could even be running. To be honest with you, with the emails and the crimes she committed, she shouldn't even be allowed to run for president.
Mr. Trump, let's talk about her email scandal, because she totally threw Colin Powell under the bus. She was meeting with the FBI, and she said that Colin Powell told her to use her personal email server. So she's blaming it all on him. He was in the Hamptons over the weekend, was asked about it, and he said that is a total lie. He said she was using that email for 1 year before he told her that he had been doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, look, she's a liar. I mean, she lies. She lied about the email. She lied about Colin Powell. I saw that. He was not happy. And it's the whole thing is a scam with them. Everything is a scam, like grifters.
Paul Sperry had a column over the weekend about Uma Abedin and her mom. Evidently, they had a Journal of Muslim Minority Affairs going. It's a journal. She was had a title with the journal. She wrote for this journal. And you know what? Basically, their message is as anti-woman as you can get. You understand they were talking about how it's better for a woman to be subservient to a man. It goes on and on and on. And today, the Clinton camp answered and said her name was just on there. She didn't really do anything. She had no formal role, as the exact quote of the Radical Muslim Journal.
And her mom's the editor, is that right, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, of course, that's terrible and it shouldn't happen and it's a lie. It's another lie that they tell. But what about the fact that Uma Abedin, who knows every single thing about Hillary Clinton, she knows more about Hillary than Hillary knows, and she's married to a pervert sleaze named Anthony Weiner, who will send anything that he has out over Twitter or any other form of getting it out. I mean, she's married to Anthony Weiner. She knows everything that Hillary Clinton is doing, and she's married to a guy that has no control over himself.
Of course, if this was a story that involved somebody with the last name of Trump, it would be a big story in the mainstream media, but because it's on the political left, not so much, right?
If this were Trump, it would be so big, it would be, you would call up and you would say, I'm so sorry for you. Isn't that sad?
All right, let's talk a little bit about your weekend. You had a meeting at Trump Towers with a number of Hispanic leaders, and then BuzzFeed, the next hour or two, had a headline, in reversal, Trump indicates to Hispanic leaders openness to legalization for immigrants. Have you changed your mind? Are you now open to leaving the 11 million or so illegals in this country right now here, or what's going on?
Let me tell you that these were great people. These are highly respected people within the community, unbelievable people. Just to tell you about BuzzFeed, they guaranteed that I wasn't going to run. And the writer that wrote the article said he will take a year's salary off if I run. And I ran. So, you know, BuzzFeed, they're about as accurate on this. But I will tell you, we're dealing with people. We have to be very firm. We have to be very, very strong when people come in illegally. We have a lot of people that want to come in through the legal process. It's not fair for them. And we're working with a lot of people in the Hispanic community to try and come up with an answer.
So you're not flip-flopping?
No, I'm not flip-flopping. We want to come up with a really fair but firm answer. It has to be very firm.
Real quick, we want to come up
with something fair.
The New York Times did a story Sunday saying that your companies, they looked at 30 Trump properties, have $650 million in debt. What's your reaction?
Well, the value, if the value is $11 billion, it's a very small amount of debt. I have very little debt. Relative to the assets, I have massive assets. In fact, I guess they said the two assets they were talking about were, they went out and did an appraisal. I think they said $3.7 billion. That's put down in a little line. Compared to my assets, I think I have less than 5% or so in debt, which is a very low debt. Now, the smart people that read that story thought it was a good story. Some people didn't understand the story. But when you get to $300 million or $600 million, but you have massive buildings and big assets, that's a very small amount of money. I have very little debt.
All right. Mr. Trump, thanks for joining us. I know you're heading to Austin tomorrow for another town hall, and I will be there with you. So thanks for that interview and for joining us.
There you have Donald Trump this morning on Fox and Friends. And I let that run a little bit long so that you could get the whole gist of what's going on. There's a lot of energy going on around the Trump campaign. And of course, the tide is turning against Hillary Rodham Clinton if you don't sense it already. You're really starting to get a lot of left-wing media that are coming out and denouncing her for her situation that's going on, I guess you can say, with this email scandal. They're not handling it well. In fact, they're buckling is what I'm telling you, they're buckling. She's just hiding, not wanting to be seen. And again, that hurts her strategy. But she has to protect herself. You got to remember, a lot of pressure on that woman, and we don't want to trigger any grand mal seizures on, well, you know, I mean, that could happen. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody. Trust me, I've held individuals in my arms many, many times with these seizures. I get what goes on. It's heart-wrenching. I get it. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But I do think that if there is a issue with a potential president that is going that has this condition and is purposely avoiding conflicts or avoiding circumstances that would drive a seizure, that would cause or trigger a seizure, I think that's really important information to all of us, don't you? I mean, really, seriously. You got your fingers on the nuclear codes? Of course, we've had a pothead, basically, in the White House who's been stoned most of the time as president of the United States, and that's President Barack Hussein Obama. I guess we could change one out for the other. No. This is a serious medical condition that I suspect, and I know others are saying it too. Now you're having more and more medical people that are coming out and saying the same thing. But I digress. He's got Trump on the offensive, and basically what you're seeing right now is you're seeing the Clinton camp, if you will, completely on their heels. Now, one of the things that they're really on their heels about is Donald Trump and Michael Pence showing up in Louisiana, Baton Rouge. last Friday. Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought that was one of the most presidential things a non-president has done. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, where's our president? Don't we have a president? We're supposed to have a president. His name is President Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim president of the United States. Where's he been? Oh, he's been playing golf. You know, there's another time I remember during the summer where a reporter was beheaded. And he wouldn't play golf after he announced the beheading. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not very presidential, is it? Remember that? Where is Obama? People in, well, Louisiana want to know. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
All right. More emails incoming to the Hillary Rodham Clinton camp. and they are on their heels. They're really listening to the dialogue, Hegelian dialectic from the Clinton camp. No, I can't say that. I just said it. Look it up, Hegelian dialectic. Anyway, the Clinton camp is on their heels. They're playing defense. And if they're playing defense, they're not on offense. Get it? So that means Donald Trump is on offense. Full court press has now been applied by Donald Trump and to the Clinton camp. And it's working. It's working. And you're going to get more and more and more and more and more incoming in the next several days. There's a lot to be said about the founders of ISIS. Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. The founders of ISIS. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry. Yeah, if I seem a little bit giddy today, it's because I'm a little bit, no, I'm a lot giddy. Because, you know, this is, I think, a turning of events that we are going to start to see the totalitarians around the world. This whole one world order, new world order business, they're reeling right now. They're reeling right now under the weight of, well, stupidity. Under the weight of one letter in the alphabet. And that letter is the letter E. For, well, some people say it's for emails. And I say, yes, email. However, as I've always said, I said this to my staff in services for years. When you are using a school district or government computer and email service of that computer and that government, you do not own that email. It's the people's email, and the people have a right to it. That's why I would tell them that E stands for evidence. The evidence is in. It's coming in. It's incoming. More E incoming. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to Judicial Watch, because Uma Abedin had quite a few emails, and I just want to kind of get this off the table, because we're going to jump right into those 15,000. 14,900, they say. There's got to be more than that. By the way, these emails are all out. The news and everybody and all these different governmental agencies, well, we found more today. Listen, they're all out there. And all the major countries have them. They have them. If little old me can be offered the emails over a year and a half ago, hello. Who else do you think has them? I mean, come on. I mean, it's just almost stupid that we get this stuff that comes from the news agencies and we come from the government agencies and they're saying, oh, we got some more emails. There's more emails coming out. Oh, no. They're all out. They're all out. And Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, he's got them. Hello. Hello, October surprise. More incoming E. More incoming evidence, for short. Anyway, this is the article that we put up there. It's a press release, effectively, and we added some more stuff to it to embellish a little bit, pictures and so on. Judicial Watch today released 725 pages of new State Department documents, including previously unreleased email exchanges in which former Hillary Clinton's top aide, Uma Abedin, provided influential Clinton Foundation donors special expedited access to the Secretary of State. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? In many instances, the preferential treatment provided to donors was at the specific request of Clinton Foundation executive Douglas Bann. Now, hold that name, Doug Bann, because he's important. He no longer works for the Clinton Foundation. Is he going to be one of those that comes out a little bit later on and says, uh-oh, neener, neener, neener. Don't tell lies, Hillary Clinton. Says the new documents included 20 Hillary Clinton email exchanges not previously turned over to the State Department, bringing the known total to date of 191 new Clinton emails, not part of the 55,000 pages of emails that Clinton turned over to the State Department. These records further appear to contradict statements by Clinton that, as far as she knew, all of her government emails were turned over to the State Department. Liar, liar, liar. Pants on fire. The Abedin emails reveal that the longtime Clinton aide apparently served as a conduit between Clinton Foundation donors and Hillary Clinton while Clinton served as Secretary of State. In more than a dozen email exchanges, Abedin provided expedited direct access to Clinton for donors who had contributed $25,000 up to $10 million to the Clinton Foundation. In many instances, Clinton Foundation top executive Doug Bann, who worked with the foundation throughout Hillary Clinton's tenure at state, coordinated closely with Abedin. In Abedin's June deposition to Judicial Watch, she conceded that part of her job at the State Department was, quote, taking care of Clinton family matters. I don't think that's why the U.S. government was paying her to do all that. Included among the Abedin emails is an exchange revealing that when Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain requested a meeting with Secretary of State, he was forced to go through the Clinton Foundation for an appointment. There you go. You want to see the Secretary of State? You go through that foundation, you pay your $20 million, you get the access. Now, can we make it any more clearer than that, ladies and gentlemen? That's how that is that the way it's supposed to work? And the answer to that is, hello, no. I like that. Hello, no. Don't want to get too rough on you out here. Hello, no. I'm getting this little thing here. you may have heard it on my phone here. It says, it's time to shut down the Clinton Foundation. Puts big donor interest ahead of the American people. This is one of the Trump things they always send out to you. And how do they get my phone number to text me? I really don't know. I have no idea. Abedin advised Bann that when she went through normal channels at state, listen to this, at state, Clinton declined to meet. After Bann intervened, however, the meeting was set up within 48 hours. According to the Clinton Foundation website in 2005, Salomon committed to establishing the Crown Prince's International Scholarship Program for the Clinton Global Initiative, and by 2010, it had contributed $32 million to the Clinton Global Initiative. The Kingdom of Bahrain reportedly gave between $50,000 and $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation, and Bahrainian Petroleum also gave an additional $25,000 to $50,000. And then you got the emails here, and they listed. And there's more. And you know what we did here on Agenda 21 Radio, we got all the names of some of these people that have these special privileges and access, and we got the emails, of course, and we published those, and we published their pictures along with it. So we have pictures of Mr. Bann, which, by the way, there's going to be more about him. There's another show altogether about Doug Bann. He's the gatekeeper to the truth. Doug Bann is his name. Also included among the email exchanges in which Bann urged Abedin to get the Clinton State Department to intervene in order to obtain visas for members of the Wolverhampton UK Football Club. Are you ready for this? One of those members was apparently having difficulty because of a, quote, criminal charge, and Bann was acting at the behest of Casey Wasserman, a millionaire Hollywood sports entertainment executive and president of the Wasserman Foundation. I don't know if this guy's related to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Wasserman has donated between $5 and $10 million to the Clinton Foundation through the Wasserman Foundation. And then there's a big Hollywood Reporter picture of Bill Clinton and Wasserman together. It's called, the title of it, The Philanthropist. And then there's more. Gosh. Those of you that are into Slim Fast, S. Daniel Abram was granted almost immediate access to then Secretary of State, with Abedin serving as the facilitator, doing the same thing, basically, giving up millions of dollars. It says, according to the Clinton Foundation, Abram, like Wasserman Foundation, has given between $5 million and $10 million to the foundation. You want access? You got it, baby. And guess what? UMA is the gatekeeper. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, some more things going on. FBI uncovers 14,900 more documents in Clinton evidence mail probe. I put the evidence in there. Evidence mail probe. Aren't we having fun today? Do you just feel that she's going to start buckling under the weight of all this? And by the way, her donors are drying up. That's the sign of defeat right up front. I just want to let you know her donors are drying up. We're getting that word in that fundraising is not going quite as well as she thought it would go. I know she did a thing on the Hampton Share shows up. I mean, how much money can you bleed out of that? It was about $1 million or something like that. that's probably a big disappointment. They're probably expecting more like $10 million or $5 million at least from that exchange. Did not happen. That was my understanding. Just over the weekend, this is what happened. Okay, 14,900 almost looks a lot like 15,000 additional documents, and there's more. There's more. We know there's more. And, you know, it's not even a secret. I did not get a security clearance from the federal government. I didn't get one. In fact, I don't want one. It says the FBI's year-long investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server uncovered 14,900 additional emails and documents from her time as Secretary of State that had not been disclosed by her attorneys, and a federal judge on Monday pressed the State Department to begin releasing emails sooner than mid-October as it planned. And Justice Department lawyers said last week that the State Department would review and turn over Clinton's work-related emails to a conservative legal group. Of course, that's Judicial Watch. The records are among tens of thousands of documents found by the FBI in its probe. Yes. Lawyers at the State Department and Judicial Watch, the legal group, are negotiating for the plans. It says in a statement after a hearing at the U.S. District Court in Washington, Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton said the group was pleased that Bosenberg rejected the department's proposal to begin releasing documents weekly on October 14th, ordering it instead to prioritize Clinton's emails and return to court September 22nd. What they're doing is pretty obvious, don't you think? What they're doing is they're saying, wait a minute, we want to get this under control. We want to basically say they're coming out before the election. This is what they're saying. Isn't that a good thing? I think that's a good thing. Let's see, what else are they saying about this? State has not yet had the opportunity to completely review the documents, blah, 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 blah. It says Monday's hearing comes 7 weeks after the Justice Department closed the criminal investigation. It's been that long. It's amazing. Says in announcing the FBI's findings in July, Comey said investigators found no evidence that the emails it found were intentionally deleted in an effort to conceal them. Now, this is the problem. Comey was never shown these emails, these 14,900 emails. Oops. Do you think State Department had anything to do with holding on to those emails? And how many of those, I mean, and by the way, don't you love it that here are all these emails that are top secret, that have been investigated already by the FBI, yet there's nothing illegal that Hillary Clinton did. Are you kidding me? And this guy, this kid who was in a submarine, takes six pictures of the submarine internally. Now, I can understand. This is a problem. He's sent to jail for a couple years or something like that, and he's trying to use the Hillary defense right now to get off. When you have hundreds of thousands of emails, almost all of them top secret to some degree, those are called felonies. She had not only that, but when this all comes out, this is an incredibly sophisticated, wide-open espionage ring to develop and distribute all of our national secrets militarily, culturally, socially, whatever, governmentally, all over the world. And that's what they did. Every top secret that we had was disseminated by Hillary Rodham Clinton and Uma Abedin and her network of spies in the State Department. We revealed this on Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street and I did a year and a half ago. We sat down and did it side-by-side with emails that came from the House Committee on Benghazi and those from Judicial Watch. We did 12 of them. We sat them down and said, oh, look at these emails. Well, the ones from Congress, guess what? They were heavily redacted. But the ones from Judicial Watch, the same ones, didn't have all the redactions. And they had various names to who were CC'd. And what we determined was, guess what? All those names that were left there that were CC'd to, that were crossed out and the ones are redacted over there on this House side by State Department, those ones had individual names that, guess what? That all related back to the Muslim Brotherhood. Had some sort of linkage to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I can put two and two together. And I talked to my security people, some of them having served in these agencies, by the way, and they said, this is clearly an espionage ring that has been going on with Hillary Clinton. You know, I want to go back to Ethel and Julius Rosenberg in the 50s. They gave up our national secrets on how to create a nuclear bomb back in the 50s. And you know what happened to them after they were tried for espionage? The federal government executed them. Now, I would opine to you, Hillary Clinton has done way more damage than Julius and Ethel Rosenberg could have ever hoped to have done. Therein lies a problem. Will there be justice for this country? Will there be justice for you and I? Will there be justice for our kids? And have these emails so destabilized the world? Because you know what? A lot of our friends and allies have been compromised. Well, by the spies within, Uma Abedin and Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
2110.
Is debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, all this stuff going on. We cannot forget and lose focus on what ISIS is out there doing. Remember, the founders of ISIS, Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, well, they've unleashed this terrible scourge, and the Kurds in the families of many in Turkey, the Kurdish that were living in Turkey, suffered a great loss over the weekend when a child bomber went to a wedding and detonated themselves. They detonated themselves because they had explosives strapped to them. This seems to be a common theme that goes on in the Middle East now with ISIS. And just remember, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama who did this. They were the ones who did this. They created ISIS. It's just, you know, something I think you might want to remember, that when you start strapping bombs onto 12-year-old kids and somebody with a remote detonator explodes them, guess what? It doesn't end well. Culturally, should we do that? I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to bring these people to justice, and the first thing we can do is vote them out of office and make sure that they do not have an opportunity to come back into our system again and purge our system of those people that want to destroy our country. Just a few thoughts from the radio host. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. You can email me at paul@agenda21radio.news. I'm sorry. Our website is agenda21radio.news. Or you can go to a21r.com. Either one will get you there. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.